StarLifeCoach.com podcast. This is part of Julie Land, and I'm Nikki Hunter. I'm joined here by three beautiful ladies from the game room and deep down dungeons of JulieLand.com. We are here to discuss a little bit of extracurricular activities, whatever that may entail for you. Melody Jordan, welcome.
Hello.
We also have Diana Prince. Hey, baby.
Hey, you.
Good to see your face again. And Satine Phoenix. Wait, gotta give me the meow.
Meow.
Oh, perfect. That is your trademark. We were missing you for a while there.
I tried to fill in. Yeah, I'm not worthy.
We think the meow has got to be a perfect portion of the show now. So, ladies, you guys are all fabulous. You've all been a part of the industry, Melody, for how long?
Like 4 months.
Diana?
Just about three.
And Satine?
Years.
Many, many years.
Many years ago. Blue moons.
Long time ago. In a porn set far, far away.
Oh, no, yeah. So far. We're
are you my
right.
father? What?
Was that back in the VHS days?
Not quite that far.
It was pre-Blu-ray.
Okay. Yes.
Pre-Blu-ray.
Pre-Blu-ray. Both of us. And myself, I've been in for about a decade. But you, Satine, are out, yes?
I'm out.
You're out. You got your ticket. I model your freedom.
Still.
You still do your modeling, and you do mainstream, and you do a lot of geeky stuff outside.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to kind of touch point on the way that we carry our careers, and sometimes it's all-inclusive. Like, porn kind of inhales us. It encompasses every aspect of our lives. But in order to be successful, it's very, very important for us as individuals to find the little things that can give us that even keel. Like on a boat, you have to have something that holds you grounded and keeps you in the water so that way you can traverse the path of pornography and still make it out on the other side as a sane human individual. I had a friend tell me once, the good Eli Cross, he says, once you've been in the porn industry for 6 months, you become unfit for human consumption.
Oh, yeah.
For public That's consumption.
True.
Yeah, I thought that was great. You become unfit for public consumption because you could sit in a Denny's and we're talking about how big the dildo that went in our ass last night
right.
next to
oh,
grandma.
Yeah.
Next to the old been people.
And it's totally normal to
and
us.
And it's
you
cool.
Know?
We're fine. Everyone looks at me like, yeah, you know, I had a cupcake shoved in there the other day. Like, oh, me too. And we can bond on those levels, but for anybody else out there, it was like, what the fuck?
It was hard. It was hard to make that transition, let me tell you. I was like, I would just say something, and people would look at me like, oh my goodness.
Why are you so
uncensored?
I'm talking
about people I'm talking to.
And this is you getting out?
This is me getting out.
In?
Getting out.
Okay.
Once I was in, that was fun.
Once you were in, you were like swimming with the goldfish.
But like on your way out, you do kind of have to mind when and where you, well, even when you're in it, you should mind when and where you say things.
Right.
You know, because it keeps you balanced. If you know what is appropriate when,
yeah,
it really helps.
Good way to think of it.
Otherwise, you're just like, fuck, 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 fuck.
And you talk about sex and whatever. And it in some aspects is fine, but in other aspects, you're like, you realize that there are other things to life that you have to be able to talk about and to also find within yourself. Now, I'll ask you all here today because you are all part of my geeky world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we are all comic book enthusiasts and we love our superheroes so much to the fact that even Diana Prince, you come from, your name is based off
I
of Wonder
know.
Woman.
I had no idea when I went to my
I know
I love it. It's beautiful.
Before.
I got my like do yourself cuffs and my Spider-Man ring and whatnot. But yeah, I just walked into an agent like cold turkey. They're like, you have to have an alias. I'm like, so the first alias that came to mind, I'm like, well, Diana Prince then. And it's like, is that not taken? I'm like, no. And I'm like, how could that be? How did no one take that yet?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I always knew that part of me was showing no matter what. You know, it's like, that is the real me.
And it
comic
kind of
nerd.
Fits you because, you know, Wonder Woman, that was her alias, you know, Diana.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Prince
some people
Diana.
Might not know that.
Yeah. And I had to explain that. The people.
I love the people that just know it when I go on to set. They're like, hey, Wonder Woman. I'm like, Yes, I'm
gonna
love working for you.
Language.
Yeah,
like, I know you. I got this.
I love it. It's gonna be a good day when people are when they recognize it.
But your light eyes and your dark. dark hair. You're kind of very reminiscent.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And it works for you very, very well. But you loved that world prior to getting into something so marvelously
sexual. I actually,
sexual.
When I first moved down here, it was partially because they were doing a documentary. Joss Whedon at the time was casting for Wonder Woman and wanted an unknown. So they were following my process of that with like the auditions and whatever. Cool. And I knew if I ever did anything on camera that that would be gone, you know?
Yeah.
But at the time, I also was like, how long can I like hope that maybe this is going to come out before I just decide, fuck it. So I was like, well, at least I can always be the Wonder Woman of porn if I'm Diana Prince,
yeah.
You know? It's like,
yeah.
Maybe that cuts out my mainstream shit, but whatever. I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
so.
Which we all know that the whole script got
that went away anyway, so
which
good choice. Yeah.
Kicking themselves in the ass over right now,
right?
By the way.
I know.
Let me tell you what, with Joss Whedon's success with Avengers.
I know. I'm like kind of happy for him though.
Oh my God. Now, Melody, yes. You come, you're very young and very fresh into the industry,
yes.
But yeah, you still have a love. I remember we went and saw Prometheus together.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that was
we
awesome.
Had a date. You and your boyfriend.
Yeah, it was just the three, all three of us, and we just went to the movies. Like literally, that was the first night or
it
second
night. It was right
night.
There, right afterwards.
Yeah, like, hey, let's go to the movies. All right, let's go. Yeah. But we love movies, and we also bonded over Brave and a bunch of Pixar movies and stuff. Where's your geekiness range? What's your loves?
I kind of consider myself like all around geek or dork or whatever. Like, I never really got heavy into like the comic books, but my ex-boyfriend was into it, so I learned from him and that and grew my love from that. And I always loved the idea of being the sexy superhero, you know? Like, I want to be Catwoman so bad, you know? Like, whatever. Or Poison Ivy or something hot like that.
Poison Ivy.
Like, yeah,
you would make
a
great.
Stop. So you
want to
be a villain.
Richard Avery.
Batgirl.
Batgirl, yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, like I have
Barbara
all
Gordon.
These I have all these images, but like also I'm like I'm into like anime and like the Japanese side, like you know, and I
like Final Fantasy.
Like Final Fantasy, I watched Bleach, I watched like I like even, you know, Sailor Moon go back in those days and like Dork Out and like
Misfits. You ever watch Misfits? BBC.
It's so
I haven't. No.
It's so good.
Like,
the best show
I get so into one episode like one
everyone tells me
thing that I forget. Like,
watch.
I don't watch
every
too.
Episode from the beginning.
Okay.
From the beginning.
You have to,
it
though. In
the
anime,
mind.
You
it's
have to.
Do you ever get an anime expo?
No, I want to so bad. I'm
you
creating
should.
A Ichigo Miu Miu costume, though.
Oh, my God.
I was a Corgi this year.
I got to adjust it, though.
I do cosplay karaoke at Meltdown Comics about once a month. Come join me, please. So
yeah,
we all dress up
in
costume.
No, I mean, it's
and
all about
sing.
Cosplay. It's
so
awesome.
So why not? It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Next
I know.
On the
I'm
first.
Sorry I missed it last time, but
the first.
All right,
I got two more months till I'm 21, so... I'm going to rock this out once
yeah,
I get
this
that.
Is really cool because, yes, we're all porn stars, but we also have been able to develop loves in other arenas. Now, as a teen, you kind of, like, lived off of that since, you know, exiting the porn industry, but you're a fantastic graphic artist.
Thank you.
But you also are a huge Dungeons & Dragons fan.
I've been playing for 17 years.
Holy shit.
And I actually took a break because of porn and stripping and all my coquette friends were like, oh, that's stupid. And I was like, okay. And then maybe like near the end of my porn career, I was like, I'm bored. I can only have so much sex, so many hours of the day. I need to fantasize.
Right. Exactly, that's what it
you
is.
You need to
it's
go live up in your head in that beautiful world of elves and dragons and demons.
Yeah.
And witches and fairies.
So big.
Yeah, so like I did that and then I I got my friends Zach Sabbath and Mandy Morbid, who also do porn, into it, and they started D&D with Porn Stars. So you can go to dndwithpornstars.blogspot.com and it's this amazing like thing where we get porn stars to play Dungeons and Dragons. We like break them in and it is amazing. And then there,
feed me.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Like tapping the thing.
From
me.
There, I'm ready to go. I went to Meltdown Comics and I started the Dungeons and Dragons community there. I do like a celebrity charity Dungeons and Dragons. I'm doing a battle royale, like player versus player. All D&D. I dungeon master and I like live and breathe it when I'm not making comic books.
That is so cool. Yes. And you do write and create and draw comic books, right?
Yeah, I'm working on one called New Praetorians. It's like, well, I'm the lead character. But it's like these superheroes that get their superpowers from like modern actual scientific, science-based fringe science.
Wow.
That sounds really cool.
That's really neat. So you've taken your sexuality and you're just like, okay, this is good. but you used it as fertile soil for something even more to come out of it, because Dungeons and Dragons is a very fanciful like reality, and people who partake of it, they love that whole sexual side and sensual side, as opposed to like, I'm going to be a school teacher, and then they're like, oh,
that's where
you
people
can't.
Play You're out their a... crazy fantasies. I mean, mm-hmm. guys will like do the craziest things to these like characters, these made up characters that don't exist. And normally they're like, if you meet this like a nerd guy that's playing Dungeons and Dragons, they're like really quiet. But then you get to see what they're really like,
and they
get
start
to,
coming out and yeah, like crazy.
I have
and
learned that like the nerd types, the stereotype, you know, living in your basement type nerds are some of the freakiest fuckers I have ever known. Like, they will get so into like, you know, cosplay, role part. Play, like craziness if you let that come out. So it's like, nerd sex is the best.
So what do you have to say to the guys who are like, there are no pretty nerd girls?
Oh, that's, you know, it's 2012.
I know,
that
get
is,
over
that
it.
Is so 90s.
Yeah. And yeah. And are there more inclusive activities for girls to get into? I mean, there's this huge call, at least from what I'm seeing,
girls can
that
go
like,
to
ladies,
anything.
Let's go play, because I mean, between movies and comic books, but you've got the gameplay. You've got so many different venues for girls to get into.
Well, it's
that...
so weird. I got so much crap. There was an interview in Maxim magazine about our D&D with Porn Stars group, because it's like, oh, girls playing Dungeons and Dragons that are in porn. It's like, it's not that crazy. And it broke us down into real people. The people that come into my community are all people that are like, oh, my big brother wouldn't let me play. My ex-boyfriend wouldn't let me play. And we have a ton of women that come in and play Dungeons and Dragons.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I also run the cosplay life drawing at Meltdown, too.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that. Cool. And I haven't been able to go to it, but I will. And it's really, really wonderful that you can find an outlet for your own creativity and your fantasy lives, because I think part of porn is, yes, we get to create fantasy and we are the fantasy that's caught on camera, but then we go back to our everyday lives, and it's so important to find a hobby for you to be a part of. Like Diana, you love the comic book characters from DC, from Marvel so much.
DC.
I mean, DC girl.
Big time, yeah, definitely.
So it's like, what is your big love, your big draw? What do you like to do with that?
What?
Just draw, do you like, just like dress up in it? Is it,
no,
you, like,
I mean,
just
I just,
read
I
it,
live
you...
that world. Like I try to live the superhero lifestyle, not to sound crazy, but I try, it inspires me to bring as much good and positivity in the world as I can. Like,
amen,
I
sister.
Do,
yes.
I do so much. I do as much volunteer work as I possibly can, and I refer to it as my superhero duties.
Oh my God,
you know what I mean? I know. Yeah. It's like, I want to be like strong and honest and uphold truth and justice while I'm taking a cock in my ass. That is my superhero code. So that's what comes
with
that.
She's got one fist in the air, everybody. It's like Scarlett O'Hara going, I will.
No, that is Wonder Woman. Conquering.
It's Wonder Woman. It's fantastic. Never again will this world hold me behind.
Damn right.
Oh my God. I'm going to do one where it's like, you know, my porn girlfriends as characters in a comic where mm-hmm. we can like... I can have this fantasy about them doing all these things, and maybe it's sexy. Maybe it's really sexy.
Maybe it's a little bit really sexy.
Right, and that is just an additional power that we may harbor, but it is not all that encompasses us. We can do so much. We can be so much more. So, Melody, as you walk away from this and you're just embarking upon your own porn career 4 months into the industry, how important do you really think it is for an individual wanting to get in to find those other things that make them, you know, who they are?
It's super important. Like, I'm a ballerina. I write music. I sing. I play violin.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's
and so then cool. I'm, yeah, and I do like, you know, I'm into the anime. I'm into the, like the superheroes and things like that. And like those are the little things that make you who you are. And like for me, like I bring those things out to my fans, and so they know who I am. So I don't have to like get this clusterfuck that I'm like some other person sometimes. You know, like and yeah. So it's like I can't. I don't know. It's just really important. It gives you something to do. It gives you something to break away from like the
defines
hard fucking
you
and
too.
Like yeah, yeah. And it makes you who you are, and it brings out your uniqueness, and like. It might help you even with a your next job too, you know.
That's true.
Like you could be into it, like we have this parody for you. You want to do it? Hell yes. You know, like, so it brings up different things and can help you in different ways, whether it's in porn or outside of porn. Yeah. So
very, very important. So find yourself, not only do not become completely swept away with the rock star
yeah.
you know, sex, drugs and rock and roll and pornography sort of lifestyle, which some yeah. people may live on. Richard Avery.
I feel sad when that's all people
that's
have going on. You know?
I just dove in headfirst like that. So I wish I, yeah. like I said, this is an awesome podcast, and I wish I would have heard all this when I was.
Yeah, it's never too late.
It's always good to be the boat that can float on those waters, but also know where your even keel is. The little thing that dives down off of the bottom of the boat that keeps you even and keeps you upright, so you can yeah. make it all the way through instead of being topside by sex, drugs, or rock and roll.
Yeah.
So where is your social media, real quick? And yes, Richard.
No,
yeah. Social media.
I'm Diana Prince Triple X on Twitter.
Sorry. You can find me at Twitter at MelodyJordanXXX. My Tumblr is MelodyJordan.XXX. And my blogger is MelodyJordan.blogspot.com.
I'm Satine Phoenix, Satine, Phoenix, all one word, like everywhere, all the social media sites. I live on the internet. I only exist on the internet. You can't even see me right now. I exist on the internet.
Hologram.
And you and I are both at Meltdown Comics right now.
Constantly.
In Hollywood. Yeah. You've got a couple classes there, Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons, and I have the life drawing every Monday. So D&D is every Sunday from 11 to 4, and then cosplay life drawing is 7 p.m. to 9:45 on Mondays.
There you go. And you can find me at Cosplay Karaoke. We do it about once a month, so check out the Nerdist Theater calendar. And make sure you join in. Follow me on Twitter. Of course, I'll always post wherever I am on my Twitter account, which is Nikki Hunter. And thank you, everybody, for our PornstarLifeCoach.com podcast. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye.